Today we visit Valley Water Mill Park, operated on land leased by the Springfield-Greene County Park Board from the owner, City Utilities of Springfield. Now, most area residents have heard of Valley Water Mill, or the county farm road of the same name, also known as Farm Road 102, but not everyone seems to know that since 2010, this nearly 100-acre site just northeast of Springfield, once home to a 19th-century grain mill, has been a public park with hiking and strolling paths and a 13-acre lake for fishing. It's also the home of the Watershed Committee of the Ozarks headquarters. Mike Cromerie, Watershed Committee Executive Director, would like more people to know about what he calls the Nature Center North.
Valley Watermill Park is a special place. It started out as a mill. Grain was ground in the grist mill.
And we're talking the 1800s.
Yeah, and long about that time, the city of Springfield needed a public water supply, and Fulbright Springs, which is sort of up near the zoo, was chosen.
Soon it was discovered that Valley Water Mill was somehow connected to Fulbright Springs.
So the public water company at that time actually purchased Valley Water Mill. That water company was purchased by City Utilities. City Utilities inherited, so to speak, this land, and they have graciously allowed us to use it for the purpose of educating the community about our water resources.
So when did this actually become a park?
This is part of the Springfield-Greene County Park system, and that would have happened around 2010.
Not long after that, the Watershed Committee of the Ozarks relocated to Valley Watermill Park in the C.W. Titus Education Facility, a building made of recycled materials and utilizing state-of-the-art energy conservation techniques. Well, barely 20 steps outside the Titus building, you're on a walking trail in a forest with a stream running nearby.
You do feel like you're stepping into nature. The sounds of the city sort of fall away, and now you can maybe hear the late summer crickets and grasshoppers and the birds around us, and it's a wonderful place to escape.
The park's nearly 2 miles of walking and hiking trails are part of the Great Missouri Birding Trail, with an excellent diversity of waterfowl in the winter, migrating warblers in the fall and spring, and many resident birds, both common and uncommon.
It's a great spot to do bird watching because we have a big mashup of habitats all on this relatively small area. We have the lake and the spring and the creek. We have upland forest, bottomland forest, restored savanna, and even some restored prairie. So we have all these different types of habitat which can attract and harbor different types of birds, especially as they're migrating.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah, Carolina wren.
I was going to have you define the term watershed.
Yeah, watershed is what it's all about, because our rivers and streams can only be as healthy as the land around them. And that land is what we call a watershed. To make our part of the watershed healthier, cleaner, better, a lot of what we're doing is restoring native habitat and also removing invasive species. We restored a glade area, and there was this endangered little yellow flower, and we hadn't seen it for 5 years, and we thought we'd lost it. But after we went through that area with our restoration efforts, it came back like a phoenix from the ashes. Randy, it was like getting a high five from Mother Nature. It was just so wonderful.
It sure
to
validates
see.
What you're trying to do out here.
It did.
Central to the mission of Valley Watermill Park and the Watershed Committee is to educate the public about preserving water quality in the Ozarks. What you were hearing in the background there was a tour group of about 20 Hickory Hills Middle School students walking into the forest behind us. Some 100 students from Hickory Hills were bused into the park that warm September morning to study the habitat and learn how to do water quality testing. Mike Cromerie and I were eavesdropping on Debbie, an auxiliary teacher funded by Springfield Public Schools for the Greener Green Spaces program. She was instructing the kids on how to collect water samples and how to manipulate them with the water testing kits they'd been provided. Jeff Birchler is the Watershed Committee's resident educator.
We'll have all nine middle schools here, a little over 1,900 middle school students from Springfield Public Schools out here on two separate field trips. It's an experiential activity here, so we're asking students to be scientists.
For the general public, Valley Watermill Park, like other park board facilities, is open sunrise to sundown daily. The Watershed Committee offices are open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Now, not all the park's mile and a half of trails are ADA accessible, says Watershed Committee Director Mike Cromerie.
But we do have quite a good distance of ADA accessible trail, including two fishing piers. So we have a nice boardwalk along the lake and a little section of Greenway Trail. Those trails are very, very accessible. There's, I guess you'd say, a variety of difficulty from easy to medium here.
And there's no admission charge. That's Mike Cromerie of the Watershed Committee of the Ozarks. For more information, call 833-8647. I'm Randy Stewart.